This is Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Carroll. He currently serves as the director of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the Global Health Security and Development Unit. In his position, Dr. Carroll is responsible for providing strategic and operational leadership for the agency's programs addressing new and emerging disease threats. Dr. Carroll, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for joining me. You know, when I go out to do things outside, I get bitten by mosquitoes, and every bite I get, even though I put something on my skin to protect me, every bite I guess I keep thinking, oh boy, could I get Zika from this bite? But talk to us about the new threat from Zika. We understand that there were a few cases in Florida. Talk to us about the new threat and the PBS documentary.
Sure. Let me just say the documentary itself is trying to look at the threat posed by Zika, but also recognize that Zika is reflective of a larger trend that includes diseases like Ebola, influenza, that have challenged us over the past decade. And so as we think about Zika, a new variant of a virus that has been around for many years but appears to be having a very different public health impact than it has had previously. As you noted in your opening remarks, Zika is a virus transmitted by the mosquito. The concern is that the mosquito that transmits Zika is one that is commonly found in large parts of the United States. So there is concern that this virus, as it moves northwards from South America, its introduction into North America, including the United States, will pose a significant public health challenge. And as you noted earlier, there are now confirmed reports of Zika transmission in Florida. So we're really looking at the very beginning of the introduction and potential spread of this virus across the United States.
The Obama administration has requested funding to help looking to some of the solutions of that's posed by this and other viruses. Clearly, Congress has not complied as yet. But if there's not enough funding to deal with this, what then?
Well, the challenge will be how to work within the existing resources you do have. And so domestically, that speaks to community public health systems looking to adapt and make some hard funding choices about critical programs, how much they divert away from other very important programs to respond to this emergency. Internationally, which is the area that I work in, similarly, how do we work with a very limited and already stretched budget to accommodate a new threat like Zika? So it's about making very, very difficult choices where it's trade-offs between one negative option versus another negative option.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads the NIH Department of Infectious Diseases, was talking about it yesterday, and he said the funding is already, whatever areas they're taking the money from, is already stretched. And so, you know, there is a need for money to come in very soon. We're talking about not only Zika, but you mentioned Ebola and chikungunya and dengue. Can you talk to us about those diseases?
Well, again, the one thing they all have in common is that they're viruses.
Mm-hmm.
They're also viruses that largely, before they enter into human populations, they circulate in animal populations. And I think the one common thread here is recognizing that all of the new emergent diseases we've seen over the last several decades are coming from viruses that have circulated in wildlife animals, and it's really a reflective of the changing pressures associated with our expanding populations that are bringing people and wildlife animals into much more frequent and intense interactions. So as we look over the last decade and see increased frequency of new diseases spilling over, if you will, from animals into people. In the coming decades, that will only increase because our populations are getting larger and our incursions into wildlife areas is increasing dramatically. So we live in a very different world than we've lived in the past, and these emerging diseases are symptomatic of that difference.
So what can a person do? I know you can, you know, make sure there's no standing water, some things that individuals can do to help this problem. What are some of the things you would suggest that a person does?
Well, for Zika specifically, the mosquito that transmits Zika really takes advantage of our not necessarily properly managing the environment we live in. And so where there are discarded tin cans or tires, standing water, pools that are not properly treated, that you'll find the mosquitoes will take advantage of those places and lay their eggs, produce larvae, and it's out of those larvae that we get the next generation of mosquitoes.
If we know someone going to the Olympics in Brazil, what are some of the safety tips that you can tell that person to take?
Well, in this case, it's really about personal protective measures.
Mm-hmm.
It's making sure that you take advantage of sprays that include DEET. These are mosquito sprays, and you make sure that as you go out into public areas, that you're properly protected and covered. But it's also worth noting that in Brazil right now, they're entering their winter months, and the mosquito that transmits Zika is not as populous as it is during their summer months. So there's likely to be very low transmission of Zika this time of the year in Brazil. So the timing is really working to the advantage of travelers having less vulnerability.
The documentary, what can you tell us about? Just give us a little sneak preview as to what's in that.
Sure. Again, it's using Zika and Ebola as recent examples of emerging infectious diseases. It's a film that does a very good job in helping us understand where these threats come from and what are the prospects for being able to better manage these threats in the future. So as you watch the video itself, pay attention to how they describe the conditions under which these threats emerge and the options and opportunities we have for preventing them in the future. They do happen, but they're a consequence largely of unintended consequences of the way we impact on the environment. So we have an enormous opportunity over the coming decade to reverse the trend of new emergent diseases and make the world a much safer place by understanding how they emerge, under what conditions they emerge, and steps we can take to prevent their emergence. All of this is preventable.
Dr. Dennis Carroll currently serves as the director of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the Global Health Security and Development Unit. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well.
All right, take care.
Bye.